This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for early break. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
For the first time ever, welcome back to hour three of Early Break, now going until 9 a.m.
Yeah. Should I do Bill's Thrills again?
Yes.
Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
You can always call or text 402-464-5685. It's not common that during the show we get breaking news, but because it's our first day, I guess we were delivered breaking news.
How about that happening on the first day of the three-hour show that we get that news for the special report?
And if you're just tuning in, what are you talking about? The breaking news, of course, is that Mike Eckler is being hired by Nebraska to be the special teams coach coming over from Tennessee, where he had a very good stint, very good tenure at Tennessee. As Sip pointed out, very, very few blocked kicks at all, very good coverage stats for Tennessee and return yards. So exciting for Nebraska fans. Mike Eckler.
Yeah, Mike Eckler, 53-year-old Mike Eckler, who coached here at Nebraska under Bo, was a, you know, he was a special teams marvel as a player at Kansas State, was known as that, and played high school football. Oh, I want maybe David City. I don't know. He played in Nebraska. Eckler. I was sort of, I guess I'm overly transparent sometimes, but I don't mind saying it. I sort of steered off this. I was a little surprised this morning that when this broke from the Tennessee On 3 website. Tennessee's On 3 website broke this story.
It did.
Some people might say, you know, Eckler, why didn't you break it? I just kind of steered off. I hadn't talked to Mike in probably a week. So this takes me a little bit by surprise. Not that it mattered. It doesn't really matter. But he's been Tennessee's special teams coordinator and outside linebackers coach since 2021. Coached the outside linebackers, too. I had written, he's a strong recruiter. And their special teams have been good. He has family in Nebraska. His parents live in Fremont. Loves the state. Bill would know this. I'm guarantee you this name will resonate with Bill. He has an uncle, Bob Martin, who starred for the Huskers in the 70s.
Absolutely. That's his uncle?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay.
Yeah. Bob Martin's his uncle. And I had written, Jake, on January 5th, there's no doubt in my mind Eckler would at least listen if Rule called. You know, I'd written that in early January, and he listened, you know. And people are going to say, well, who else were the candidates? I don't exactly know that. I have an idea, but I wouldn't want to say.
But what did he say on Saturday, though? So we might played Matt Rhule audio about the spring game. What was his comment?
He said he was still doing interviews. They wasn't in a rush. And that, you know, they said we weren't rushing. They didn't have to. So, you know, he might have been steering us off of it a little bit. But I would say this. I think it's an excellent hire. And, yeah, I'm excited because I think the special teams will get better quickly. And I'm happy for Mike. I'm happy that he's coming home. You know, he wants to be here, and he had a contract at Tennessee. I don't know what the Tennessee website wrote, but I know he could have signed a contract and elected to wait to see how this shook out, and it shook out. And I think
Nebraska fans want to see some returns again. There's no guarantee that it happens with Mike Eckler.
Punt returns,
but his tenure at Tennessee was successful in that extent.
I mean, like I said, I don't know what if 1,320 punt return yards in 4 years and gave up 162. That's a good stat.
Yep.
Tennessee this season pinned 17 punts inside the 10, which ultimately led to 4 safeties. Opponents made only 10 of 19 field goal attempts. I don't know what that means, but I don't know if that's credit to the coordinator.
If you blocked them, yes. If they just missed them, sometimes you just catch a break.
Yeah, they did have UT had a freshman kicker, Max Gilbert, who was 20 of 26 for a team that reached the college football playoff. Their special teams were good enough that they reached the college football playoff. That's pretty good, right?
Really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a big upgrade. He's like Bill. He's a special teams expert. That's what he loves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And I don't know, Bill, this is where you have to kind of come in. Some guys get assigned special teams, and they, you know, it's not the top of their list, you know.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. But like I said, the biggest job you have is to be able to connect the team as a special teams coordinator. Over anything else that you do is how to run the room and connect your team. And you got to get wide receivers to cover kickoffs and punts. You got to be able to get all these guys to do these things. And they all come to do things they weren't recruited to do. There's nobody came on a special recruiting trip to be the left guard on the punt team.
Yep.
So that's not what they came for. But it's one of the most critical spots there is on the team, those five guys up front on punt. And so they got to be dudes. And you also have to be able to have them understand and buy in and all the different things that go with it. So the connection you have to your players has to be really high to be able to get all those things executed.
And Eckler, I think most people know. I mean, he's a high energy guy. He does connect well with players. He's that guy. He's that type of guy. I guess this is back to back. Really, I'd say good news days for Nebraska. Getting Rocco Spindler was a big. I've said on the show, I believe getting Spindler, I think he's the most important portal acquisition. Just right now. I mean, now that conversation can evolve as you see. Maybe Deshaun McCullough becomes that guy eventually. But right now, just based on what I see, I think Spindler, you could make a case. Now, like one of my colleagues said, no, Sip, it's Elijah Pritchett. No, I don't buy it. I think Spindler's more valuable. He's got a better PFF grade, much better PFF grade. He's a guy who started 23 games at Notre Dame. He started all 4 college football playoff games. Now, he got hurt in that span and was in and out a little bit, but he started all 4. He was good enough to start at right guard for 4 college football playoff games. He started 23 games at Notre Dame. He's a graduate. He's already a Notre Dame graduate. There's a reason they're paying him $1 million+. I think he's the most valuable get. I think he stabilizes the line. And Bill knows, I just say it more than I've ever said it. You better be good up front. And just, I mean, look at what Sark did at Texas. Sark started from the inside and built out. You see Texas lines?
You have no idea who right now. You can name 10 teams, but who will be the national champion next year? But you know what they're going to look like. You know they're going to have O-lines and D-lines. No chance you're going to be like, yeah, we got through this. We won 4 straight games or 3 straight if there's a bye. But we weren't very good up front, but we had some skilled guys who could throw some bubble screens around and get it done. Nope.
Hard to do that.
Up front. Yep. Up front.
better be good up front. You better be pretty deep up front. Now, Notre Dame wasn't particularly deep, so they got around it. But, no, you got to – you better – Jake, that's where it is. That's where you start. And I think this helps a lot.
Yeah, big news, Dave. Mike Eckler from Nebraska today and, of course, Spindler yesterday. On top of Nebraska basketball winning last night, it's been a good 48 hours here.
Jake, this is your sanity.
This is pretty good.
This is good as it gets. He's got his Herbie Husker sweatshirt on. Look at him. All he thought
of basketball.
But we talked about Jake just can't enjoy 1 second of any sporting event. It is just we talked about it on air like that. You know, Nebraska's up. You know, like 10 late, and they and Oregon hits a three. Here we go.
Here's the thing too. Is that is. That's not an act. That's who I actually am. All my friends would say he has the same thing. Jake just can't have nice things. He's never.
But just he's always but why would you not want to drop. Enjoy the game? Jake's the only guy Jake's the only guy that really, really enjoys playing Albany.
Enjoy the pain? Is that what it is?
You don't even enjoy a good game. It's like, hey, this is going to be a back
and forth.
It's
a lot of stress.
What would be the stress? But your job doesn't hinge on it. You're not going to.
It's the stress of possible enjoyment.
Your paycheck's going to be the same whether they win or lose.
That's true. Yeah. You're right.
That's the stress of fandom.
Do you like the pain?
No, I don't like the pain. I am used to the pain.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Some people like
fandom is a great thing. You guys have been jealous that I am a fan of different, you know, Dolphins and everything.
Bill is too.
But it also is a horrible thing when it goes terribly wrong because it can ruin days, weeks, months, years.
Bill, the closest I got to it, and we kind of talked about it on the show back in the day, was when Cleveland had LeBron, and for some reason I took to that Cleveland team that was playing Golden State in the finals, and I would catch myself being like Jake. I'd go to bed mad when they lost. I'd lose a little sleep over it. That's the closest I've come in a long time.
Sports caused me to go to bed mad a lot.
One time I ripped my shirt off during a game. And it was like a Jake move.
I've never done that. I have not. You actually ripped it? Or you just took,
or
just
you, took
remember,
it off.
Jake made a decision 2 games ago to not even watch. But yet he followed the game on his phone. That made no sense.
He was home. He tracked it on his Twitter, and then he talked about the team's body language.
Which was a concern. Hold it now. Time out. You didn't even watch the game.
I didn't watch the last 2 games. I watched Illinois fully.
Hey, by the way, there's a little bit of a topic there with Bryce.
Bryce Williams.
See, Bryce Williams, this occurred to me yesterday. Okay, so people talk about Bryce Williams, he's even keel. He doesn't show a lot of emotion, right? When he's scoring 28, you like that, right? He didn't show a lot of emotion yesterday.
We're very hypocritical, aren't we?
As fans, we can be. When he scores 11, oh, he's in the tank.
Yeah.
Look at him. He doesn't show any emotion. He's not any different when he scores 28.
Right.
There's some truth to that. Yeah.
He's an interesting study. He never changes. Yeah. Never changes during the game. It's okay when he scores 28. When he scores 11, he's not into it. It's an interesting study, right? He's very even keeled. And my God, you know Don McLean, who I was talking about earlier? Yeah,
the analyst for the game.
American Pie.
Yeah. It might have actually been the play-by-play guy who said it, but he was born to score. He's a scorer. I mean, that's...
Which was somewhat shocking to me because I would think just in the – it's not always that easy, but in simplest terms, you'd be like, hey, listen, we're not going to let this guy beat you. We're not going to let this guy beat you. We're going to make sure that open looks are going here, mm-hmm. open to whatever it is going to be. Can't give up layups, obviously. But the number of times that the close shots that that they had, that
Bryce Williams
had, and the dunks, I mean, it was like,
How'd he get loose?
When you're number one, it's like, hey, we can't let this guy. And it just seemed as if they didn't have a great plan.
Well, here's the thing. Now, this is what makes you wonder. It's two things. Well, first of all, I think he's very patient and waits for openings really well. And the other thing is, think about his head coach. You talk to any college basketball coach, Fred can coach offense. He knows how to get guys open.
And there's some good screens going on right now. Andrew Morgan has set some good screens the last couple of games.
100.
Juwan Garrett's got some open looks too. I mean, they're finding easier buckets.
They had transition baskets.
Right.
Big time transition.
There was a play against Illinois. I saw Fred hitting his left hip. He was hitting his left hip, and he was motioning towards Bryce Williams. And on that play, he worked off of Morgan's left hip. I mean, it was clear. They know what they're doing. Fred knows what he's doing. I mean,
well, I'd hope so.
Yeah. He's paid a lot of money.
When they're out of bounds, they call play too.
But you would agree. There's some coaches that you wonder about a little bit.
But, no, I mentioned it on the Illinois game. How many open looks they got out of bounds, plays? Right. I was like, what's going on
they
here?
Had this alley-oop dunk to Juwan.
Yeah, there's plenty of coaches I've wondered about. I don't wonder about Fred. Not offensively. It's just the questions about Fred I've always had was, is he getting enough out of the team, you know? And that's what you wondered during the six-game losing streak. The confusion was, they're pretty good. Why have they lost six straight? They're pretty good.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, and now,
I still say the push has to be real, because this will be hard to have a better team next year.
Yeah.
It'll be really hard because those two players are really good.
Gary and Bryce.
They're really good, and they're both gone.
Juwan Gary attacking the basket.
That's real. Where he belongs. Yeah, he sometimes wants to take the three ball, which he made a big one in the second half that was important.
Yeah.
But he, you know, when he's on and his best, he is driving. Nebraska lost to USC, but he had 27 points in that game, and he was attacking the rim nonstop, and they could not stop him.
He attacks. Yeah.
There's never a time, is there? I mean, I'm sure with the games in normal circumstances, that both of those guys are off the court.
Ooh, not very op, Jake.
I mean, I can't imagine that happening.
It's not common.
If it is, it's for a minute of some sort of, like, there's a quick break of some sort. You know, and also this, I'll tell you one thing. You better be really locked in, because games go by. The first half was like 20 minutes of play. It was like 24 minutes. It seemed like what?
Quick.
All of a sudden, look up. I was like, there's 2 minutes to go in the half. It's like, whoa, that was quick. Things were flying by.
We didn't mention this. The final score last night was Nebraska 77-71 at Oregon. Bryce, of course, was great. He played 37 minutes and 26 seconds. Right behind him, Sam Hoiberg played all but 3 minutes of the game. Hoiberg played 37 of 40 minutes last night. Sam Hoiberg.
That's the one thing.
He was a point guard at times in this game.
There's one thing that you see is that they have their rotation right now.
Sam's a starter.
They've changed it. This is who we're going with.
Fred changed it up. I mean, give Fred credit. He didn't just bang his head against the wall and say, damn it, we're going to make it work with how we started. No, he changed things up. And Sam was a big change in that. You're right.
And I would imagine that happened just based off of when things were going the way they were. It was like he probably just out-practices everybody.
Yep.
Every day.
Now, he didn't have any steal. He still plays really good defense.
Yeah. He leads the team in steals.
He had no steals last night, but again, he was so close many times, but he was playing really good defense last night.
Really.
He leads the team in steals. He has shot the three ball well of late. He didn't last night. What was he?
He was 0 for 4 on threes, 1 for 5 overall in the games, 2 points in 37 minutes, but still was a factor defensively and generally was good with the ball. Had one bad turnover late in that game, but
he's an extension of the head coach. He's his son.
Thank you.
And Nebraska will play at 9:30 on Wednesday.
Jake, where'd you get that hoodie? I gotta know.
I got this at Shields like 3 years ago.
I kind of like it.
Was it in the youth section?
No, it was in the. They had a lot of these. They had a lot of these.
You sure?
I'm sure. Before we get to break,
me and Bill can't wear that.
No,
yes,
no,
you could.
No, we couldn't.
I want to see you try.
You couldn't. I don't see myself going to Genesis in the Herbie.
You could.
With the spin in the ball. Though.
I like it.
Nice. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Bad words. Don't want to hear that at all.
Bad. Super Bowl coming up. They're heading down.
Yep, they're in New Orleans.
They're in New Orleans right
now. Who's that?
You ask who's they? That's Applied Connective Technology.
They're going down?
They're heading down.
Nebraska's preferred IT partner in all 93 counties of this state, and they also in other states as well, including now in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine the security has to be in New Orleans after the tragedy that just happened?
Yes.
Now, can you imagine that's like, guess who's in charge of it?
Applied Connect.
Applied Connect.
If you want to have a one-stop shop for all IT solutions, please go to AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today. When we come
call
back,
Will.
If you want to call, give us a call right now. We'll take calls 402-464-5685. Otherwise, I've got a quote from former Husker James Williams also to play next. Well, an early break on the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.